Oh, hello. This is Mateau with Indigenous.
Mateau, how are you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, no problem.
We did talk about 4 or 5 years ago, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So it's but I bet you do a lot of interviews, don't you?
Yeah, I've been doing quite a few, actually, in the past.
Well, that's great. Things going well right now?
What's that?
Are things going well right now?
Yeah, we just got just getting started to hit another tour here, so yeah, we're just yep.
What about an album? Do you have a new album?
Yeah, the new album just came out June 13th, and just been kind of touring off that for the past couple months.
Now you're just for the uninitiated, and we never know, you know, who's tuning in, hip to Indigenous, and who doesn't know anything. But you guys are a family, two brothers, a sister, and a cousin?
We used to be, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, what's new? What's going on?
Now it's just me, actually.
Oh, is that right? Okay. So what happened to the brothers and the brother, the sister, and the cousin?
They're all starting their own band and playing their own music. So, you know, that's kind of what they wanted to do. And
now, do you have a band that you'll be bringing out here, or are you solo?
Yeah, I got a couple of guys that I'm playing with now that are, you know, pretty awesome. So,
well, I hope it wasn't like a bad falling out or anything like that, was it?
They just have their, you know, things that they want to do. And, you know, and I think it's probably like that with every band after a certain amount of years, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if people want to start, you know, basically singing and making their own music, you know, that's great. You know, I think it's awesome. You know, we want to explore a little more, you know, so.
Well, for the uninitiated to Indigenous, and I guess I'm getting caught up to speed with some things here. You guys are Native Americans from the Nakota Nation. Feel free to cut in on me if I get any of this wrong. But you're out in North Dakota. Grew up on the Yankton Reservation. Are you still out in North Dakota?
I'm in South Dakota, actually.
Oh, okay. Did I get that wrong? Was the Yankton Reservation in South Dakota?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, my fault. Okay. So did you move off then, the reservation?
I'm still here, actually.
Oh, are you? Well, your father, who's also was also a musician, he was a leader there, and are you? Would you describe yourself as an activist or a spokesperson, how would you describe your relationship in the Nakota community?
For myself, I would just, you know, describe myself as a human being and a musician, you know.
Yeah, is your
I you, gotta do, you know, and make people feel good along the way, you know.
Well, what role does your heritage play in you as a musician? I mean, obviously some of the songs have said some things, and what's top of mind with you right now?
With me, it's basically everything I write about and what I do musically is pretty much based on who I am, you know, as a person. And, you know, I wouldn't say it has too much to do with the Indian side of it, or, you know, the Native American side of it, you know, because, you know, that's a whole different thing, I think, you know, and that's, and it's a lot different, I think, than what people expect it to be, you know, the Native American, you know, the Indian thing, so that doesn't, you know, I'd rather look at it more of a, you know, wider range of thing, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I like the name Indigenous, you know, is it kind of has no boundaries, you know. It basically puts everybody in there, you know, instead of trying to cut yourself out, you know, and saying, well, I'm a different race of person or this and that, you know. And I really don't think it works that way myself, you know, because, and I've never believed in that anyways, you know.
Yeah. Well, I love the band's name is just wonderful. Very, very striking. You have a very loyal following here, Mateau, and I don't know what it's like for you everywhere. I know it's tough to get exposure, but what sorts of have you done any internet type stuff? Are you reaching out in different ways?
Just trying to reach out that way too. You know, get some records out there through the internet and you know, try to, you know, try to do the best you can, I guess, with what you got, you know, and I guess mainly just trying to get out there on the road and play for people is probably one of the main things to do, you know. So that's pretty much what I've been doing for the past, you know, few months since the record came out.
Are there regions of the country where you're better known or more well-received? I mean, obviously South Dakota, I would think, would be one.
There's quite a few places, I think, you know, a lot around the country where we, you know, especially on the past tours where we've done pretty well, you know, had a few sold-out shows across the area, which was like on the West Coast and Southwest. And then, you know, just coming through the East Coast on this next tour, too, and you know, I think it's going to be really fun and really good. So,
hey, so who are these new guys you have in your band?
What was that? I'm sorry.
I saw, who are these new members of the band?
I got a couple of guys out of, one's out of Las Vegas and one's out of San Diego. A couple of guys I've kind of been jamming with and kind of met through our management, and management knew them. So, yeah. Chaney Bryant on bass and Brent Ritz on drums.
Yep. Well, you know, the people here are just love to see. I mean, I get calls every time that you guys come around. People very excited about it. So we'll look forward to what kind of a show at Music Mill. What are you doing on this tour? You're doing some of the old stuff too, right?
Yeah, we do pretty much a lot of the old stuff and a lot of the new record. And we do some Hendrix stuff here and there.
Yeah.
Covers in there, so.
What's your all-time favorite Hendrix guitar riff? Do you have one?
That's kind of a tough one. There's a lot of great, you know.
What's one of your favorite Hendrix songs to cover?
I think one of the favorites, I guess, just recently was Hear My Train Coming. It was one of my favorites.
I don't know if I know that one.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bluesy riff, you know, kind of thing. So
Hear My Train Coming. I'll check that out.
Yeah, you have to check that one out.
All right. Well, hey, have a safe trip out. When are you taking off for Indy?
We're actually coming through. From Indianapolis, we're heading to Louisville.
After our show, you're heading to Louisville. Where are you coming from? Where am I talking to you this morning?
I'm actually going to be in Omaha tonight, so Omaha, Nebraska.
Wow, all over the place.
Yeah, and then going through Kansas City, St. Louis, and you know, then we'll be in Indianapolis. So.
Well, so thank you so much for calling me this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll look forward to the show Sunday night.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.